The state's education commissioner, Mary Ellen Elia, says she's not pleased with Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposal to spend just half of the amount of new money on public schools that education experts in New York recommend. Elia spoke yesterday at a joint legislative budget hearing at the state capitol. More from our capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Commissioner Elia, along with the State Board of Regents, recommends that New York spend an additional $4 billion over the next 3 years on the state's neediest schools, beginning with $1.6 billion more this year. That amount matches what education funding advocates and many members of the legislature believe is necessary to fulfill a 12-year-old order from the state's highest court. It said the state was not fulfilling a constitutional mandate to offer every child a sound basic education. Governor Cuomo is recommending a significantly smaller amount for schools, just under $1 billion, and he limits his proposal to just 1 year. Elia was reluctant to criticize Governor Cuomo directly. She tried to be diplomatic about the differences in the spending recommendations when she was pressed by freshman Senator John Liu, a Democrat.
I mean, it's okay to say you're not happy with the executive budget when it comes to foundation aid.
I thought you got that from my comments.
Well, you know, somebody reading the record would not necessarily get that. So,
okay, let me say it clearly. We are not happy.
Awesome.
That this is substantial. Substantially lower than our number.
Awesome. Good.
Commissioner Elia does not work directly for the governor. Her position is filled by the State Board of Regents, and regents are elected by the state legislature. Governor Cuomo has said repeatedly that simply spending more money is not the answer to improving the state's poorest schools. And he's also said in recent speeches that he thinks the court order, which stems from the Campaign for Fiscal Equity case, has long been settled and that policymakers should move on.
These are ghosts of the past and distractions from the present.
Senator Liu tried to draw Commissioner Elia out on her views of the governor's comments, but Elia refused to stray from her message.
Do you believe in ghosts?
So, Senator Liu...
Elia went on to reiterate her support for the school aid proposal by the commissioner and the regents. Senator Robert Jackson, who, like Liu, is also serving his first term as senator, was one of the plaintiffs in the Campaign for Fiscal Equity lawsuit in 1993 when he was president of his local community school board in New York City. During his time to question Commissioner Elia, he also took issue with the governor's remarks.
Our Governor Cuomo said CFE, the Campaign for Fiscal Equity, is a ghost of the past and distraction to the present. And I was going to ask you, do you believe that? But you've already answered that. You know that you don't believe in it. I know that based on what you and Chancellor Rosa and what you've said here, you know that the state of New York owes our children over $4 billion. And the negative impact it's having on their education and their families by not getting that money.
It's become somewhat of a tradition among governors in New York, both Democrats and Republicans, to propose spending less on schools than lawmakers desire. Legislators then add money to the local schools in their districts during budget negotiations. This year is complicated, though, by falling tax revenues. Governor Cuomo announced earlier in the week that the state has a $2.3 billion deficit due to lower than anticipated tax collections. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.